This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas Department of Human Services Division of Child Protective Services operates a Child Maltreatment Central Registry. This year, the registry is undergoing revision. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
If you suspect a child is being physically, psychologically, emotionally, or sexually abused, exploited, neglected, or abandoned, you can call a special child maltreatment hotline set up by the Division of Children and Family Services at the Arkansas Department of Human Services. Kate Luck is spokesperson.
Anybody can call in that suspects abuse, and they can do so anonymously.
According to DHS, child maltreatment occurs when a family member or caretaker harms or allows harm to come to a child, or even fails to meet their basic needs. Maltreatment registries trace back to the Child Abuse Prevention and Treatment Act of 1974, passed by Congress, reauthorized 4 years later. It's the largest piece of federal legislation dealing with fair, ethical, and legal treatment of children in the United States. Last count, 375,000 people are listed on the Arkansas Maltreatment Registry, and more than 17,000 total maltreatment cases were investigated between 2011 and 2013. Again, Kate Luck with the Arkansas Department of Human Services.
By far, the most frequent alleged abuse that we have called in to the hotline, and the most frequent alleged abuse for people whose names are on the registry, is for neglect. So it's not the physical, it's the not the sexual, it's environmental neglect. And in 2011, we had 10,439 people on the child abuse registry for neglect. To compare, in 2013, we had 8,791. So a drop of about 1,700 there from 2011 to 2013. And the numbers are much lower for allegations of physical and sexual abuse. In 2011, there were 5,124 people on the list for physical abuse and 3,439 people on the list for sexual abuse. And those numbers have continued to go down from 2011 to 2013.
You don't have to be convicted of a crime to be on the list, but DHS does require true finding of child maltreatment to be listed. Federal laws provide standards and guidelines, but child abuse matters are administered and regulated by states, including mandatory reporting, responding to child abuse and neglect, and statutes of limitations for criminal and civil prosecution. Traditionally, mandatory reporting laws required only those who worked closely with children in their professions to alert police or the proper authorities as to suspected abuse.
Any child care worker or foster care worker, a coroner, daycare center workers, dentist, dental hygienist, domestic abuse advocate, domestic violence shelter employee or volunteer, any employee of DHS, any employee under contract working for DHS, any foster parents, judges, law enforcement officials, nurses, any medical personnel, mental health professional, osteopath, physician, prosecuting attorney, a resident intern, school counselor, social worker, surgeon, teacher, CASA staff member, juvenile intake or probation officer, clergy, any employee of a child advocacy or safety center, or an attorney ad litem in the course of his or her duties as an AAL.
AAL, a practitioner in a court of law who is legally qualified to prosecute and defend actions. But over the years, 20 states have enacted mandatory reporting sourcing, establishing laws requiring all citizens with knowledge or suspicion of abuse to report it to proper authorities.
Well, we always ask that if the child is in immediate danger, to call 911 and get law enforcement involved as soon as possible. If the child is not in immediate danger and they want to anonymously report it, they can call our child abuse hotline. And it's 24/7, it's staffed, and it's completely anonymous. They won't even ask for your name. But the best chance of having that investigated is to have as much details as possible. In particular, we have to know where the child is located.
The maltreatment registry is distinct from the state's sex offender registry kept by the state police to track whereabouts of convicted sexual predators. But sex offenses are listed on the maltreatment registry. Such registries alert potential employers to possible trouble.
The purpose of the registry is so that any future employer or a school can check to see if you have been accused and convicted of any sort of child maltreatment. So if you apply to be a teacher, they can run your name against this maltreatment registry to see, and it's a central record that shows if there has been child maltreatment in your past.
Over the last 3 years, 85,000 queries were made to the Arkansas Child Maltreatment Central Registry by school districts, recreational youth centers, daycare centers, and hospitals doing background on potential hires. Many individuals stay on the list permanently, but some do seek removal. And for those who wish to clear their names, new regulations are in play in Arkansas to facilitate the process.
You can appeal to be taken off, and it's before these proposed regulations, it was a little bit of a tougher process. And the average length of time that somebody could appeal, they went through the appeals process, was about 3.5 months that they could go through this process and try to get their names off of the list. But with these new regulations, it's designed to make an avenue and a pathway for people who either had their charges dropped or they don't think that they should be on the list or that they have been rehabilitated. And it makes it a little bit easier for somebody to try to get their name off the list. Because before this, these new regulations in the past 3 years, the majority of people who petitioned to have their names removed were unsuccessful. About 54% of people who tried to have their names removed were unsuccessful. So majority of folks were unable to do so. And, and even with these new proposed regulations, there are still offenses. There's about 18 offenses where you're not even allowed to appeal and petition. But those would be for convictions.
DHS spokesperson Kate Luck says removal requests are reviewed once a month by an assigned team of experts. Documentation must be provided proving the offender has undergone rehabilitation and is not subject to any pending criminal charges. Since 2011, 3,600 names have been removed from the registry. New delisting protocols have gone through public review, and the proposal will go up for a final review by the Arkansas Legislative Committee on Administrative Rules and Regulations on July 9th. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The Child Maltreatment Hotline is 1-800-482-5964. To learn more, visit the Child Protective Services link at humanservices.arkansas.gov.